Hi, Nana. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I feel like, oh gosh, where do I start? Okay, so watching the episode back, what is that experience like? Obviously, you lived it. It's been a while since it happened, but what was it like watching it back?
It was a lot of mixed feelings. It was definitely like, this is on TV.
Of
Like, there's
course,
a
yeah.
lot of things that just seeing yourself on TV, you're just like, oh my gosh. But it was exciting. It was thrilling. It was understandably so. Like, I was just going through the motions. So it's just really it was just really interesting to watch back. It's
Yeah.
been quite a journey.
I'm sure. Yeah, obviously you had timing issues, which we've seen over the years on Top Chef. Like, I feel like one of the things as viewers is very hard to understand is like, not only are there time constraints in your cooking, but you know, there's cameras in your face. There's like a lot going on. What was the hardest part for you? Was it just the time restraints?
I think it was overthinking. I think that like there is, I mean, one, it's just there's so much that's on the line, right? Like you not only leave your family, your whole entire being existence of what you do, but you're in these strange kitchens with these strange people. Like, so there's so many different factors that's going on. You have, producers that are yelling at you and asking you questions. You're trying to wrap your mind around what is, the actual challenge to do. And I think it was just like, it felt like stage fright. It felt like as soon as like, it like I'm going to say my lines and like, I don't remember my lines. Like, so it was very like, I don't even know what words to say, but it was a lot. So
Yeah.
trying to quiet out all the noise, was, it took me a little bit to do it. And I feel like by the time I got it, it was like, oh, okay, cool. Great. But it really definitely changed the way that I think now, like how I cook and how I approach different things. But yeah, it was a multitude of things, but
Okay.
yeah.
I mean, is there any solace knowing like you didn't even have like a bad dish? I don't, they loved your flavors. It was like not about the food. It was just about the timing. Like, does that help at least? You're like, at least I didn't go back out on bad food.
Yes, and I think,
Okay. Yeah.
there's very much a part of it that like, as chefs, we're perfectionists. We want things to go like this. This is even if this isn't happening, we have a plan B. Like there's always all these like, constant multitasking elements and stuff. So to feel like, I don't have like a full-time crew, but like I do have like some cooks that I work with, and it's just like they're like chef. Like, so it's very much like all that pressure. You don't know what's gonna happen. And for all those keyboard warriors out there, like everyone's got an opinion, and
Of
that's just
course.
the way of how it goes. But it's just very much you just don't know what's gonna happen. You don't know how you're going to react to these circumstances that they put you in, and they do it on purpose.
Of
This is
course, the
TV,
TV.
so right. So, in no way, shape, or form am I like, oh, I'm a bad, like a lot of people. I was getting some messages from people like, you were so great, and we're so like, and I'm like, no one said I wasn't great. I know that I'm great. It's just these moments of like, doubting, and that's a real thing that happens all the time. So it's like you just seeing my L's in on TV. Like everyone has moments, but you don't see them on TV. So it was just like, okay, cool. It's a moment of being a human being. So there were, a lot of ups and downs, but at the end of the day, like you said, like my food was good. It was just really just getting over myself and in my brain, like just keep moving. There were just a lot of parts I got stuck in. Like I might have been moving, but I was like in my brain, I was just like stuck. So yeah, that's just how it went down.
It's gotta be tough. Well, the thing is, Tom said like a lot of people struggled on that challenge. And I'm wondering, do you feel like if you got the chicken on the plate, you actually might have been okay? Because there were a lot of chefs that were struggling, not just you, obviously.
I do. I think that the composition of the dish, like, it made sense. Like, there was a vision of it that not just putting things together, it actually made sense to it. You know, I wanted to do paying homage to, you know, Senegalese food is you know, chicken yassa chicken. And so taking that, but it also having seafood in there, you know, so it was just like a really great, beautiful moment of like these West African ingredients having fonio, like it all made sense and I knew it was all going to taste good, but then it was just like, you know, there's just all these moments and like just trying to get it together. So you're just like, hey, I have all of these components. Now I have to warm them up and put them together. And it sounds so simple, but then all of a sudden it's like, where are we? Like, what time is it? And all this stuff. So, yeah, I know that it would have hit. And I think that one particular dish, I was just bummed because I was like, they never got to taste that. We will never know, you know? So
Damn.
that is, yeah, that was a tough one.
You know, I think the thing I like about Kristen being the host is that she's done this before. She's had to pack her knives. She's gone through some shit. And I, you know, we saw her console you in the premiere. Is it nice having her there? 'Cause she kind of gets it. And like, what was that moment like with her when she was consoling you?
Yeah, it's definitely a great feeling to know that somebody has gone through it. Like even Jamie Lynch, she was like, oh, you know,
Yeah.
like been there. Like I remember that first day, you know, you're just thrown into this kind of gauntlet, like it's like someone just throwing you in traffic and you're just like, oh my God. So it was definitely very like I felt like like it wasn't just somebody telling me words, you know,
Exactly.
like,
Yep.
oh, you know, it was like, oh no, like, yeah, I've seen this before. I've been through this. So it was definitely, I think that was such a great move for them to put her in it at the helm of this show because it's just like, who else is going to know than somebody who's already went through it and who went through Last Chance Kitchen? And, you know, so it was definitely, you know, I'm thankful for her for that moment. I was even more because obviously there was some stuff that they didn't show, but my castmates, Lawrence and Anthony, I was actually before the tears, I was actually like kind of like hyperventilating because I didn't even know what was going on. I've never had a panic attack before. So,
I immediately rec I was like, oh, I've been there. I
yeah.
was like, I got it.
And that was so many people were like, yo, I had that. And I was like, I had no idea. So I think it was a combination of just like not knowing what was happening. There's all these things. I thought I had stepped off of set and it was like, you didn't step off of set. And I was like, cool. So it was just like, I mean, Lawrence, like, cause Lawrence was next to me and he was in front of me. So he was immediately like, he heard my breathing and he was like, so he turns around, tries to help me. So by the time that Kristen came over, I think that was the part where I just broke into like, just hysteric, like just tears and just trying to, you know, she helped me really find center and was just like, here's some water, take a second. Like, it is
Yep.
not over yet. Like, just, you know, breathe. But it's just like, you know, for those people who are like, it's just food. And I'm like, yeah, but it's also, there's so much on the line that you have sacrificed just to be here. You know,
Exactly.
as a private chef, like, I wasn't getting paid. Like, I didn't have a job that's getting me checks. Like, there are some chefs, you know, they're exact a different place and they were still, you know, their restaurant was still holding them down. I'm like, hey, I'm out here just like on a wish and a
That's
dream,
real, yeah.
you know? And so I think there was all that coming to me like, crap, I just flopped this. There's just, you know, you're just
A lot.
a lot. You're disappointed in yourself, you know? And that was just like in real time. Like, have I cried in the kitchen before? Absolutely. Have I cried in front of people in the kitchen? Probably not. I've gone to the walk-in like the rest of us, you know? So it's like, hey, that was my walk-in moment. So it is what it is, but I fought through to get through another day. And you know,
Yeah.
that's just how it goes.
Well, that's what I want to talk about real quick because obviously there's only one episode out, but you went to Last Chance Kitchen. You did very well. And I'm curious, what is the difference between when you're cooking in there versus the competition? Is there a difference?
I feel like after that last my elimination episode, I really had to sit with myself and be like, what are you doing here? Like, you really need, like, it. I finally was able to like calm down because those first few have, I was just like, I felt like I never found center. I was just constantly just like, it went high. And then even when I got good reviews on stuff, like, I mean, shout out to Mei Lin. She was holding me down on that spice challenge. But like, I just think that there's so many different things. So I think it was kind of like I calmed and quieted all the voices in my head. I think that there is an element to the fact that there aren't 13 other chefs running around at the same time. So it was like, you know, distraction. Everything had just been, like, so by then I was like hyper focused and it was just like, okay, let me remember exactly what got me on this show, you know, my big, bold, robust flavors. And that was really what I wanted to show Tom. And he was like, why? Like,
Yep,
he was
he was
like,
like,
you,
wait.
yeah, he's like, if this is how you always cook. And I was like, yeah. You know, so it was just very much
Cool.
like, how, you know, how do we take that to that? But, you know, it's tough. So it's like sometimes by the time you catch your stride, it might be too late, or it might be, you know, in a different realm. But I'm just glad that I was able to finally like really put, you know, mind to plate and get exactly what I was trying to say, you know, through food.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think that's what it is. I think it takes a couple like eliminations even or competitions to like find your footing. And it's like if you don't get it in the first few times, it's like you're gone. It sucks.
Yeah,
But
'cause it's a
did
completely different way of thinking, like clear, like at, like it's not a regular kitchen thinking how you have to like put these things together. So I think it's just like by the time you get that, if you're not fast enough, you know, it could be too late.
Couldn't be me. When you guys can come up with a dish like I'm like okay. Which again, that's your job, I know, but still it's like that's the cool part of watching. But yeah, did this help? Obviously, it set you up for Last Chance Kitchen. Did you feel like okay, maybe I can get back in? You have to go through a lot of people, but were you feeling good after that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely feeling good. I felt like myself again, and I was like, okay.
Here we
You know, and
go.
that's definitely going to help with that confidence. Because I think, like, the whole time I was like, what am I doing here? You know, like, this is insane. Like, these guys have these crazy accolades. And it was kind of like, also, like, you have crazy accolades. Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
So, you know, it's like, you really have to, you know, I just feel like the industry kind of changes, especially as women, where you're just like, you're always going to second guess yourself because they train you like that. So, you know, when you kind of get into these things, and I think people always see with women, especially with Black women, we're just kind of like in these situations that we're just like, oh, you know, but you know, I was able to push through. And that, I think if there's anything that I take away or anyone takes away from this, is that you can still persevere. You can still, like, resilience. Like, you can get through anything, the worst of times, and still walk with your head high and still bust in the door and be like, yo, what's up, Tom? We here, you know? So, yeah.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, no, I'm excited to see how it plays out. And yeah, congrats on everything. I guess my last question really is, regardless of what happens here with Top Chef, because obviously we don't know, would you ever do this competition again? Are you in, like, or are you like, you know what? I'll go back to my cooking. I'm good.
I think I would do another competition.
Okay.
Maybe not in the in that Top Chef format of the like being away for, you know, a while,
While,
but
yeah.
I think I would. I think I would. I think like now, especially knowing how like your mind should work in these instances, I think now it's like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, I still I don't want to say like I have a lot to prove, but like I've proven to myself, and now I'm just gonna be like, I'm just gonna
Yeah.
keep working and you catch me when you catch me, and hopefully it'll be on another screen near
Okay, I love it. Well,
you.
Nana, thank you so much for chatting with me today. It's been
Oh, it's my
great.
pleasure. Thank you so
Have
much.
a good one.